今天高兴能够请到 Dr. Kun 当中来分享。
We're very glad to have Dr. Kun among us to share with us.
所以你们都认识 Dr. Kun。
Everyone know Dr. Kun, right?
20 years. I know as executive director, I came many, many times, and I've been retired now about 2.5 years. And so your good pastor has continued to let me come from time to time and just listen to your beautiful singing and get to see you again and just get to worship with you. And that is a tremendous treat. You want to interpret, sir?
Yeah, 我很高兴能够再一次来到你们中间。其实我在你们认识我很久，已经像20多年的事情了。而你们的牧师偶尔邀请我来向你们分享。
I want to thank you one more time for your many, many prayers for me and the battle that I had with cancer.
我也要向会众感谢，因为过去你们为我的身体的健康来祷告。
I can remember standing preach when I didn't have any hair on my head.
我记得我曾经在这边讲到，我头发都掉完了。
I'm now 2.5 years past surgery.
我已经算是2年半的时间，自从我患上那个病。
So far, so good.
到目前为止一切都很好。
And I'm very grateful.
我实在要感谢神。
And I'm very grateful for your prayers.
我实在要感谢你们对我的祷告。
You're getting ready soon to move into a new building.
你们将要不久就要搬进你们新的地点。
I know it's new for you.
我知道这个是一件新的事情。
And I personally am very, very excited about this.
其实我个人也感觉到很兴奋。
It has been my prayer for your church for many, many years that you would have a building of your own.
这是过去我的祷告，就是盼望你们的教会有自己的场所。
When you get in that building, I'm going to twist Pastor Lou's arm to let me come and preach there.
当你们搬进那个场所的时候，我会要求你们的牧师让我在那边讲道。
I want to share some thoughts this morning about the new adventure that you're going to experience.
今早上我要跟大家分享关于你们这个路程。
Because you have not been this way before.
因为你不曾有这个如今。
Let's look in Joshua chapter 3, verses 1 through 6.
让我们来看耶稣雅第三章第一节到第六节。
And then verses 14 through 17.
然后14节跟17节。
Joshua 3, verse 1.
耶稣雅记第三章第一节。
Early in the morning, Joshua and all the Israelites set out from Shechem and went to the Jordan where they camped before crossing over.
耶稣亚清早起来和以色列众人都离开审亭来到约旦河就住在那里等候过河。
After 3 days, the officers went throughout the camp giving orders to the people.
没过了三天官长走遍营中吩咐百姓说
When you see the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God and the priests who are Levites carrying it, you are to move out from your positions and follow it.
你们看见耶和华你们神的业柜，就见祭司利未人抬坐，就要离开所住的地方，跟坐业柜去。
Then you will know which way to go, since you have never been this way before.Keep a distance of about 1,000 yards between you and the ark, Do not go near it.
只是你们和夜柜相距只要2000丈，不可与夜柜相近，使你们知道所当走的路。
Then Joshua told the people, "Consecrate yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do amazing things among you."
摩西书亚吩咐百姓说：“你们要自洁，因为明天耶和华必在你们中间行奇事。”
Joshua said to the priests, "Take up the ark of the covenant and cross over ahead of the people." So they took it up and went ahead of them.
摩西书亚又吩咐祭司说：“你们抬起夜柜，在百姓前头过去。”于是他们抬起夜柜，在百姓前头走。
Verse 14. So when the people broke camp across the Jordan, the priests carrying the ark of the covenant went ahead of them.
十四节，百姓离开帐篷，要过约旦河的时候，抬夜柜的祭司乃在百姓的前头。
Now the Jordan is at flood stage all during harvest. Yet as soon as the priests who carried the ark reached the Jordan and their feet touched the water's edge, the water from upstream stopped flowing. It piled up in a heap a great distance away at a town called Adam in the vicinity of Zarahem. While the water flowing down to the sea of the Arabah, the salt sea, was completely cut off. So the people crossed over opposite Jericho.
他们到了约旦河，脚一入水。原来约旦河在收割的日子涨过两岸，那从上往下流的水便在极远之地撒拉旦旁的亚当城那里停住，立起城墙。那往亚拉巴的河就是沿海，下流的水全然断绝，于是百姓在耶利哥的对面过去了。抬耶和华夜柜的祭司在约旦河中干地上站着，以色列人众人都从干地上过去，直到国民进都过了约旦河。
The priests who carried the ark of the covenant of the Lord stood firm on dry ground in the middle of the Jordan, while all Israel passed by until the whole nation had completed the crossing on dry ground.
那么祭司就带着以色列的百姓经过约旦河，然后到了干地。
Life has some very exciting experiences.
我们的生命有一些很刺激的经历。
And sometimes we're filled with excitement and fear at the same time.
有时候我们的生命中充满了一些刺激而且有些兴奋的事情。
Maybe the first day of school was an experience like that for you.
可能我们第一天开学的时候有这种经历。
You were excited about going to school, but you were afraid about what might happen there.
我们可能很兴奋地去到学校，但是不晓得有什么事情会发生。
Another one of those experiences is getting married.
另一个经历就是要结婚。
You know, marriage is a gamble.
结婚其实是一种赌博。
But it's one that a minister can recommend.
但是也是一个牧者可以推荐的。
There's always an excitement about getting married.
结婚是一件兴奋的事情。
Or there should be.
其实理所当然的。
There better be.
应当的。
But also there's a little bit of fear when you get married.
但是一个人结婚多多少少都有一点恐惧感。
Has she really been doing the cooking or has her mother been doing it?
你到底是他下厨还是他的妈妈下厨？
Now is he going to be able to get a good job and make a good living?
到底他能够找到一份好的工作来维持生活？
There are a lot of questions when you get married.
要结婚其实有很多问题在脑海里。
But it's an exciting adventure.
但是是一件很兴奋的事情。
It's always exciting to follow God.
其实跟从主是一件很兴奋的事情。
God's not dull and he's not boring.
神不是一个很闷的神。
And he has some wonderful surprises.
神有一些使到我们很惊讶的东西。
And sometimes God simply says, come and follow me.
神有时候说来跟从我吧。
And you wonder, where is he going to take us?
我们可能问到底他带我们去什么地方。
What's he going to expect of us?
他到底对我们有什么期望？
We don't know exactly where we're going.
我们也不知道我们要到的地方到底在哪里。
And that's exactly where the Israelites found themselves.
其实就是当时以色列人所经历的。
Here they are on the edge of the Jordan River, ready to pass into the Promised Land.
他们来到约旦河的时候，他们要经过这个约旦河，然后进入迦南地。
There were some very wicked and cruel people in the Promised Land.
那边在这个应许之地有一些很残忍的居民。
They did not want the Israelites coming into the Promised Land.
他们也不愿意看到以色列子民进入他们的地。
How were they going to be able to conquer the enemies that were there?
他们在想，那么到底如何能够征服这些敌人呢？
And the only possessions the Israelites had were what they were carrying with them as they crossed the river.
这些以色列人当他们要过这个约旦河的时候，他们只是带了一点东西。
Where are they going to live?
他们想到到底要住在哪里？
How are they going to eat?
要吃些什么东西？
What's going to take place?
到底有什么事情会发生？
But there's a great promise that God gives to his people.
但是他们知道神将会有他的应许在他们的身上。
And it's found in verse 4.
也就是刚才我们念那段经文第四节。
Then you will know which way to go, since you have never been this way before.
只是你们可以使你们知道所当走的路，因为这条路你们向来没有走过。
You hope real soon that you're going to leave this facility and move into yours.
你们将不久就要离开这个场地，然后到一个新的场地。
And you have never been this way before.
你们不曾有如今。
You've not owned a building.
你们不曾拥有自己的场地。
You've not had really a permanent place that you could say, this is Albuquerque Chinese Baptist Church facility.
你们不曾有一个固定的地方，就是这个 Albuquerque 华人浸信会。
But you're about to pass this way.
但是你将要经过这个阶段。
I want to make three suggestions to you today from the scriptures.
我在这里愿跟大家分享我三个建议，关于我们念这段经文。
And this is the first one.
第一个。
We have not been this way before, but God knows the way.
我们不曾有如今，因为但是神却知道我们的道路。
In verses 2 and 3, it's very clear that God knows the way he's going to take his people.
依照第二节、第三节，我们能肯定知道神知道那条道路。
It says, when you see the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God and the priests who are Levites carry it, you are to move out from your positions and follow it.
你们看见耶和华你们神的业柜，又见祭司利未人抬着，就要离开所住的地方，跟着业柜去。
The Israelites had originally been slaves in Egypt.
以色列人曾经在埃及地做奴仆。
And through Moses and Aaron, God brought 10 plagues upon the Egyptians.
摩西跟亚伦把十个灾难降在埃及地。
And then God used Moses to part the Red Sea so that 2 million Jews could walk out on dry ground.
那么神都借着摩西把红海分开，让200万的以色列人经过干地。
Now God wanted to take them straight from Egypt to the promised land.
那么神要把他们从埃及带到这个应许地。
So they sent 12 spies into the promised land to see who all was there.
那么他们就派出十个探子到那个应许地看看打探。
And when the 12 spies came back, 10 of them said, "We can't do it."
那么当这个十个探子回来的时候，他们都说我们不能进去。
And 2 of them said, "We can do it."
但是有两个说我们可以。
And the 10 said, "We're just like grasshoppers. They're giants in this land."
那么那十个探子都以为自己是好像一个小的蚱蜢一样。但是那些巨人都住在那边。
And Joshua and Caleb said, "God's on our side. We can take the land."
但是约书亚跟加勒却说，我们可以征服这个地。
But the people listened to the ten who said we can't do it.
但是所有的人都听从这十个探子说，我们不可以做这件事情。
And so God had them just wander in the wilderness for 40 years until that generation died off.
那么神就使这些人在旷野里面环游了40年的时间，那么这一代的人都已经去世了。
And they now have the Ten Commandments.
那么他们有了这个十诫。
And they have the Ark of the Covenant.
他们也有了这个约柜。
The Ten Commandments are in the Ark of the Covenant.
那么这个十诫是放在这个约柜里面。
And Aaron's rod that budded, it's also in the ark.
那么这个亚伦的杖也是在这个约柜里面。
And some of the manna that came out of heaven, God put some of that in the ark.
那个玛纳从天降下来的也放在这个约柜里面。
And the ark is symbolic of the power and the presence of God Himself.
那么这个约柜是象征神的大能和神的同在。
And so God says, "I know you have not passed this way before, but follow the ark."
但是神向他们说，你们不曾经过这条路，但是你们只要跟着这个约柜。
He says, "Keep a distance of about 1,000 yards between you and the ark, and do not go near it."
你们在跟从这个约柜的时候，你们要有一段距离。
God is holy, and so there's a distance between the people and God.
因为神是圣洁的，所以应当有一段距离，就是那段距离，约柜的距离跟人的距离。
But he says, "Wherever the ark goes, you follow the ark."
但是他说，只要跟着这个约柜走。
Because this is God, and God knows the way.
因为这位是神，神知道那条道路。
Now, Albuquerque Chinese Baptist Church, you're getting ready to launch out on something brand new for you.
Albuquerque 华人浸信会将要进入一个新的一个阶段。
In a very real sense, you're going into God's promised land for you.
换句话说，好像进入神所赐的一个应许之地。
And thank the Lord, you haven't wandered for 40 years.
感谢神，你们没有逗留40年的时间。
It has been several years.
其实只是好几年的时间。
Because I have preached for you in several different places.
因为过去我在不同的地点在你们面前讲道。
And I've always thought these people need a building.
我一直都想这些人需要自己的建筑物。
These people need their own facilities.
这些人都需要他们的场所。
They need their name outside.
他们需要他们教会的名称。
And God has now provided that.
神就预备了这个场地。
But you're going to have to start making a payment. In fact, you're already making a building payment.
你们必须要付这个贷款其实你们已经开始付这个贷款。
And you're going to have to pay insurance.
你将要付这个保险。
And utilities.
你们将要付这个电费、水费。
And you're going to have to keep the facilities in good condition.
你将要保养这个场地。
You're going to have a brand new responsibility.
你将会有一个新的责任。
You have not passed this way before.
你不曾经过这个道路。
But God knows the way.
但是神却知道这个道路。
And I know there is some excitement and there is some fright, but don't be afraid.
但是我想可能我们有心里面充满那种兴奋，但是也有一些恐惧感。但是我鼓励你们不要觉得害怕。
Because fear can paralyze you.
因为恐惧能够使到一个人不。
And God does not give us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind.
因为神没有给我们一个恐惧的心，而且是给我们能力和爱和一个清醒的头脑。
In Lamentations chapter 3 and verse 25, there's a great promise I want you to claim.
在这个耶利米哀歌第三章第二十五节，我要与大家分享神所赐的应许。
The Lord is good to those whose hope is in Him, to the one who seeks Him.
凡等候耶和华、心里寻求他的，耶和华必施恩给他。
When your hope is in God, God can bless you.
当我们的盼望在于神，神将祝福。
So trust God.
所以我们应当相信这位神。
No, you have not passed this way before.
虽然你不曾经过这条道路。
But God knows the way.
但是神却知道这条道路。
Trust Him.
信靠他。
Follow Him.
跟从他。
Obey Him.
顺服他。
Walk with Him.
跟他一起同行。
God knows the way.
因为神知道这条道路。
There's a second thing I want us to notice.
我要与大家分享第二点。
We have not been this way before, but we can follow God.
我们不曾跑过这条道路，但是我们可以跟从这位神。
Now it's one thing to say that God knows the way, but it's still a second thing to say we can follow God.
第一点就是讲到我们知道神知道这条道路，但是第二，我们可以跟从他。
Because God wanted to do something for these people 40 years earlier, and they would not let Him do it.
因为神曾经在40年前要为这些子民做事情，但是这些人不愿意让神来带领他们。
They would not follow God.
因为他们不跟从这位神。
So there's a wandering in the wilderness for 40 years.
所以引起他们在旷野里面逗留了40年的时间。
What a waste of time.
其实浪费了很多时间。
And what a waste of lives.
也是浪费了生命。
A generation of unbelievers had to die off before they could move to the promised land.
一代的那些不信的人就在旷野里面去世了，而直到他们不能够进到这个应许之地。
Now we've already said the Ark of the Covenant is symbolic of the presence of God.
我们刚才讲过这个月柜就是象征神的同在。
And the Ark of the Covenant is right there in the midst of the people.
这个月柜就在这些人的当中。
When the Ark of the Covenant moves out, the people are to follow it. They're to move out.
那么当这个月柜向前走的时候，这些子民都要跟着这个月柜走。
In verse 5, this is the key. Consecrate yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do amazing things among you.
第五节讲到就是吩咐百姓说，你们要自洁，因为明天耶和华必在你们中间行奇事。
The word consecrate means dedicate yourselves.
那么这个自洁就是将自己完全的献上。
It means to present yourselves to God.
就是把我们献礼给神。
So this is our responsibility, is to consecrate ourselves to the Lord.
我们的责任就是自把我们完全的献上给神。
And then it's God's responsibility to do amazing things among us.
那么神的责任就是在我们的生命中行奇事。
God delights in doing amazing things for His people.
神在我们生命中行奇事是他喜悦的事情。
After all, the Scripture says God is love.
那么因为圣经讲神是爱。
What good is love if you can't give it away?
如果不是爱，如果他不能够给的话，那就不是爱。
There are some more promises in God's Word. I want us to read and declare these promises.
圣经里面有其他关于神的应许，我要与大家来分享。
In Isaiah chapter 43, verses 1 through 5.
在以赛亚书四十三章第一节到第五节。
Isaiah 43, verse 1.
以赛亚书四十三章第一节。
But now this is what the Lord says, He who created you, O Jacob, He who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you, I have called you by name, you are mine.
雅各啊，创造你的耶和华以色列啊，造成你的那位，现在如此说，你不要害怕，因为我救赎了你，我曾提你的名。你是属我的。
When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze.
你从水经过，我必与你同在。你淌过江河，水必不漫过你。你从火中行过，必不被烧，火焰也不在。不找你在你身上。
For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I gave Egypt for your ransom, Cush and Seba in your stead. Since you are gracious and precious and honored in my sight, and because I love you, I will give men an exchange for you and people an exchange for your life. Do not be afraid, for I am with you.I will bring your children from the east and gather you from the west.
因为我是耶和华你的神，是以色列的圣者，你们的救主。我已经使埃及做你的赎价，从古时和西巴代替你。因我看你为宝为尊，又因我爱你，所以我使你代替你，使列邦人替换你的生命。不要害怕，因我与你同在。我必领你后裔从东方来，从西方召集你。
God says, "You are mine."
神说你是属我的。
He says, "I am the Lord your God."
神说我是你的神，你的主。
And He says, "I will gather you from everywhere."
我将会把你从各地聚集在一起。
God's promise when we follow Him.
神应许我们当我们跟从他。
In Psalm 37, verses 23 and 24, here is another promise.
在诗篇第三十七篇第二十三节到二十四节是神对我们的应许。
Psalm 37, 23.
诗篇三十七篇二十三节。
The Lord delights in the way of man, whose steps he has made firm. Though he stumble, he will not fall, for the Lord upholds him with his hand.
义人的脚步被耶和华立定，他的道路耶和华也喜爱。他虽赤脚，也不致全身骨倒，因为耶和华用手扶着他。
The man who follows God, God makes his steps firm.
当一个人跟从神的时候，神将稳定他的脚步。
And God delights in that way, the man whose steps are firm in Him.
神喜悦这样的人，喜悦那个稳定脚步的人。
He says we might stumble, but we will not fall.
虽然我们跌倒，但是我们不会摔倒下去。
Because God has us by His hand.
因为神掌管我们。
One of my favorite passages in all the scripture is Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6.
我 圣经一段我很喜爱的经文就是箴言书三章第五到第六节。
I have claimed these verses many, many times.
我这些经文成为我的应许。
Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him and He will make your path straight.
你要专心仰望耶和华，不可依靠自己的聪明，在你一切所行的事上都要认定他，他必指定你的路。
I want you to look back at your past for just a moment.
我愿大家能够暂时看过去所发生的事情。
God has always provided a place for you to meet.
神过去一直都有提供一个地方给会众来聚集。
It might have been at First Baptist Church.
就可能是在第一信心教会。
Or the church just across from Albuquerque Academy.
就是在这个Albuquerque Academy 对面那个地点。
Or the Methodist Church by La Cueva High School.
或者这个是卫理公会。
Or where you are today, Albuquerque Bible Church.
或者这个目前的地点。
God's always had a place for you.
在过去，神都有一个地方给会众来聚会。
And now God is getting ready to provide a permanent place for you.
但是神却供应一个固定的地方。
There are a lot of questions and a lot of fears.
引起我们有很多的问题或者有一点恐惧。
Can we meet all of this responsibility?
我们到底可以维持这些责任吗？
And the answer is yes, if you will follow God.
那个答案就是是的，如果我们能够跟从这位神。
He can part the waters.
因为神能够把这个水分开。
You can travel on dry ground.
你能够经过这个干旱的地。
He truly has a land of milk and honey.
他将会赐给我们这个牛奶之地。
Any enemies or obstacles, God can take care of.
所有的敌人，神将会对付。
No one can stand against God.
因为没有任何人能够阻挡这位神。
You have not been this way before, but follow God.
你不曾如今，但是我们应当跟从这位神。
He knows the way.
因为神知道这条道路。
There's a third and a final thing I want us to claim today.
最后就是第三点，我要跟大家分享的。
We have not been this way before, but we can expect God's blessing.
我们不曾有如今，但是我们可以盼望神的这个祝福。
When you look at verses 1 through 5 of Joshua chapter 3, you see a command of God. Gather yourselves together, tomorrow move out.
当我们看到这个耶稣亚记第一节到第五节的时候，我们看到这个神的仆人预备好要前进。
He says, when you see the ark of the covenant of the Lord your God and the priests and the Levites carrying it, you are to move out from your positions and follow it.
所以当你们看到这个约柜要前进的时候，你们要预备好来跟从他。
Then you will know which way to go since you have never been this way before.
那么你们就知道所当走的路，因为这条路你们向来没有走过。
Now verse 14 is the next day.
那么十四节就是第二天过后的事情。
So when the people broke camp across the Jordan, the priest carrying the Ark of the Covenant went ahead of them.
那么当百姓离开帐篷要过约旦河的时候，抬约柜的祭司乃在百姓的前头。
Now the Jordan is at flood stage all during harvest. Yet as soon as the priests who carried the ark reached the Jordan and their feet touched the water's edge, the water from upstream stopped flowing. It piled up in a heap a great distance away at a town called Adam.
那么当他们来到约旦河的时候，当他们脚放在水里面的时候，约旦河在收割的日子涨过两岸，那从上往下流的水 便在极野的之地撒拉旦旁的亚当城那里停止，立起城墙。
Then it says the water flowing down to the sea of the Arba was completely cut off.
那边圣经讲到，当那个水流到那个地方的时候，它就停止了。
The priests who carried the ark of the covenant of the Lord stood on firm, dry ground in the middle of the Jordan, while all Israel passed by until the whole nation had completed the crossing on dry ground.
那么，当祭司来到这个干地的时候，所有以色列子民就经过约旦河。
In verse 5, God told the people what to do.
那么第五节讲到神吩咐他的子民如何做。
Consecrate yourselves, for tomorrow the Lord will do amazing things among you.
神向他们说，你们要自洁，因为明天耶和华要必在你们的身上行奇事。
And verse 17 is the fulfillment of that promise.
那么十七节就是完成全这个应许。
The Ark of the Covenant out in the middle of the Jordan was there while the people passed by on dry ground.
那么这个约柜来到约旦河这干地中间的时候，成为干地，所有的子民经过这个约旦河。
When people say, we know that our God knows the way.
当人说我们的神知道这条道路的时候，
and the people of God says, we're going to follow him.
那么这些子民说，我们将要跟从这位神。
Then we can expect his blessings.
那么我们就能够期望神的祝福。
God likes to bless his people.
因为神要祝福他的子民。
He likes to glorify his name among the pagans.
因为神在这些不信的人当中要将他的荣耀高举。
But it's very interesting that when the people in the promised land, the pagans, saw the river dry up and these people on dry ground, their hearts failed them.
其实很奇妙的就是当这些不信的人看到那个河分开的时候成为干地，他们的心里面就感到害怕。
So the lost people around us need to see the miraculous hand of God among his people.
那些赏赐的人，那些不信的人应当看到那些基督徒他们神在他们身上的作为。
Listen to chapter 4 and verse 24.
让我们看第四章第二十七节。
He did this so that all the peoples of the earth might know that the hand of the Lord is powerful, and so that you might always fear the Lord your God. 424,
耶稣雅记四章二十四节说，要使地上万民都知道耶和华的手大有能力，也要使你们永远敬畏耶和华你们的神。
We need to claim that promise that Jesus gave to us.
我们应当得到这个耶稣基督向给我们的应许。
Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all the other things will be added to you.
圣经告诉我们，你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 6 through 11, this is another promise of God through the Apostle Paul.
在哥林多后书第九章第六节到十一节，也是神借着保罗给我们的应许。
Remember this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will also reap generously.
少种的少收，多种的多收，这话是真的。个人要随本心所约定的，不要作难，不要勉强。
Each man should give what he has decided in his heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver.
个人要随本心所约定的，不要作难，不要勉强，因为捐的乐意的人是神所喜爱的。
Now this is the promise of God if you are a generous, cheerful giver.
这是神的应许关于你的捐献。
And God is able to make all grace abound to you, so that in all things and all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work.
神能将各样的恩惠多多地加给你们，使你们凡事常常充足，能多行各样善事。
Through the years, God has blessed Albuquerque Chinese Baptist Church.
那么过去这么多年，神祝福埃弗克蒂华人进信教会。
He's blessed you with a place to meet.
他提供聚会的场地。
And even though you went many years through those years without a pastor, he still has someone to preach for you.
虽然过去有好多时间没有牧者，但是神还是提供讲员来在这边讲道。
Now he's brought you a fine, fine pastor.
那么他提供你们一位牧者。
God has blessed you.
神实在是祝福你们。
He's provided a building for you.
他提供一个场地。
God knows the way.
神知道那条道路。
Follow God.
我们应当跟从他。
And expect His blessings.
我们应当期望他所赐的祝福。
Let's pray.
让我们低头祷告。
Heavenly Father, we're thankful for who you are.
天父，我们感谢你，因为你是那位神。
Almighty God, our Heavenly Father.
全能的神，那位天父。
Thank you for loving us with an everlasting love.
我们要感谢你，因为你赐给我们永恒的爱。
Thank you for never leaving us nor forsaking us.
我们也要感谢你，因为你不撇下我们。
And Father, so many times we do not know the way.
天父，很多时候我们不知道那条道路。
But you do know the way.
但是你知道那条道路。
And we can consecrate, dedicate ourselves to you.
我们要自己把我们完全的献上。
And we can follow you.
我们要跟从你。
And Father, we know that you will part the waters.
天父，我们知道你将会把那个水分开。
And you will more than provide our needs.
你将会供应我们的需要。
God, I pray that you will bless richly and abundantly Chinese Baptist Church.
神啊，我祷告你祝福。
I pray that soon they will have a permit from the city and can move into this facility.
我们在这里祷告，盼望市政府能够早日的批准这个准证。
God, I pray you provide all of the needs.
神啊，我们祷告你提供一切的需要。
The baptistry and furniture and whatever needs there are.
或者家具，或者那个进食。还有所有的需要。
And have the people to give generously so they can meet all the responsibilities.
也让会众能够乐意的捐献，能够提供所有的需要。
And Father, we pray people will find Jesus as their Savior.
我们也祷告人能够来到主耶稣的面前邀请他成为他们的救主。
And God, I pray that you will grow this church for your glory.
我在这里祷告，求神能够使到这个教会成长。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.